大家好，我是木木，欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
Hi guys, I'm Ode. Nice to meet you here. Nice to. Oh, why did I say nice to meet you? I don't know. Oh my god, what kind of weather do you like?
So you don't want me to stop the podcast
so far?
No.
I like to be casual.
Okay.
You know, nice to meet
you're so
you.
Casual in the podcast.
Yeah, lovely.
非常的自我，非常的随意。不知道大家喜不喜欢我们这种风格。Okay, sorry, what's your question again?
Okay, what kind of weather do you like?
I like summer. Spring. I like spring.
Oh, okay, spring is fine. Spring.
But the weather is getting hot every day. I feel under the weather.
Is under the weather the topic today?
You're right.
All right. Well, yeah.
Forgive my silly laugh just now.
No, that's okay. Well, so, feeling under the weather, what does it mean? Like, are you under a cloud or are you under the sun?
No.
Are you like a weather? There's like a capital word of letter and you're under it?
Feel under the weather, it means you don't feel well, right?
Oh yeah, that is what it means. It's an idiom.
对
It's a phrase.
就是一个俚语，是一个表达，就是表示你的不太舒服。
Yes, 不太舒服，你可以说 feeling under the weather.
I feel under the weather.
You feel under the weather right now? Because you're with me? I'm sad.
I don't think so. I just feel I have a splitting headache with you.
Oh, nice. All right, guys, before we move on to the topic, today we'll be giving you some phrases to use
to describe you don't feel well.
Yeah, you should not be like, hey, oh, I feel
I don't
feel
sick. Well.
I don't feel well. No, you should use these words. It's really nice, and I like them.
对，今天我们要分享一些表达，就是说你身体不太舒服的时候呢，我们应该怎么样，这个说出来。
All right.
那如果你想查看本期节目的文字笔记呢，欢迎大家微信或者是微博搜索关注早安英文。另外我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复福利两个字就可以看到了。
So the first one, just Mumu said it, I have a splitting headache.
Splitting headache.
From you all day. That's okay.
I'm just joking.
You're joking?
对。
Okay, I think so. You're joking too. I'm a delight. I'm very nice. I'm sorry.
所以我刚刚说的这个 split 表示裂开，表示头非常的痛。You want to hit the wall, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Like, I have headaches, like a lot of headaches. And Momo is one of them. But I have a splitting headache once when I'm studying. You know, when you're studying, I really have a headache. I have a
学习的时候就是 splitting headache, 头痛的特别厉害。所以大家以后在学习的时候, especially when you are going to study or learn something, you can use the sentence.
Yeah.Well, no, come on, no. If you're just, you know, when you're having a headache from something, you can't say something new. You cannot just say like, oh, I have a headache. You could say, I have a splitting headache and it's really hurting me.
对对对，就是增强自己的语气，说你头这个特别痛 to show the degree of your headache.
Yeah, so let's say now you are sick, okay? You have a flu.
I have an idea.
You have a clue.
I have a flu.
You have a flu.And
所以我就是得了流感，对吧？
Day by day, it's getting worse and worse.
I don't want that.
Well, how do you describe it? How do you use this phrase from, like, what can we say?
Expression, like, take a turn for the worse.
Yeah, so take a turn
suddenly,
for the worse.
Suddenly,
it's like,
become worse and...
Yeah, it's getting worse and worse and worse.
It's
like,
getting worse
one
and
day,
worse.
One day, I'm sick, and then I feel like I'm getting better. But you can say, oh...His sickness took a turn for the worse. Or my sickness is taking a turn for the worse. So I'm going to get really sick. So here a sentence is, my headache is getting a turn for the worse.
就是头疼的越来越厉害了。
My fever is taking a turn for the worse. My broken leg is taking a turn for the worse. I'm going to amputate it.
对，就是表示突然的恶化。这个其实很好理解。这个 turn 呢，就是表示转弯、转向。Take a 什么什么 turn， 就是朝什么方向来变化。这个地方是朝的一个 worse， 不好的方向变化。那 better 就是朝一个好的方向变化。
Okay, I don't know. Black and blue. What?
就是这个还比较难记，因为在中文当中我们会说啊，我这块都紫了。紫色 purple，
紫是 purple，
紫。但是 in English we won't say purple in about it.
Yeah, that's the thing. In Chinese, if you translate it, it's gonna turn out to be purple. But the most people say black and blue.
Black and blue.
Because you know when you get hit and you have a blood clot or whatever it happens,
I don't want that to happen on my skin.
The injury is going to turn into black or blue or purple or yellow. Depends on the time that...
对，就是根据你伤口的这个颜色来这个，比如说摔青了、摔紫了、摔黑了。
Yeah, you can use any one of these, but the most common one, most common too, is black and blue.
用的最多的就是这个 black and blue, 就是表示淤血了、青肿了、肿了。
Yeah, about this, do you know what a black eye is?
Black eye?
Yeah.
Black eye. I don't know that.
So when you get punched in the eye...
Oh, panda eyes.
Panda eyes, yeah, I think so. When you get punched in the eye and you get an injury, you call it black eye. Black eye.
I don't want to get punched.
I got a black eye from going to the club yesterday. That's a sentence. It's not true.
It's just not real. 就比如说昨天晚上去俱乐部去酒吧的时候被人揍了一顿，这个眼睛都揍肿了。
Do you like clubs?
I don't like clubs.
Yeah, I don't like
clubs. I just like bar.
Well, bars are okay. Yeah, bars are really fine.
Yeah, just drink some. We'll talk about too much all right, about
it. Yeah, so moving on.
So you're going to make a sentence about it.
Wait,
给我们大家造一个句子，对，比如说你的胳膊 ，your arm.
My arm turned black and blue, or was black and blue. My arm is black and blue.
对，就是 Ode 的胳膊青一块紫一块的。Let's carry on.
Let's carry on.
Next one.
What does it mean to look like death warmed up?What does it mean?
I have no idea. I don't have a clue about it.
I will tell you.
我真的是不太知道这个是什么意思。Warm up means, I don't know, to make the atmosphere.
See, like when you know when you're sitting down and you're warming up, and so you're warming up to do something, right?
对，就是热身嘛，就活跃起来。Warm up.
So when you're very sick and I see you and you're like, hey, you look like you're warming up for death.
I gotcha.
Yeah,
like you are prepared for your death.
Exactly, you're preparing for your death.
I don't like this one.
Well, we have to talk about this.
Okay, 所以在这里这个 you feel like death warmed up, 就好像是你感觉在为你的死亡来热身啊。It's a very disturbing thing to say.
It's a depressed topic. If you find someone who's looking like he's about to die, just take him to the hospital. You don't have to say something really
You don't need to say something to comfort them.
Yeah, just take him to the hospital.
对, but I think he'd better to make a sentence about it to make it understandable.
He shouldn't be working when he's so ill. He looks like death warmed up.
其实他也表示病得不轻，也不一定就是死了。It means he's so sick.
Yeah, he's so sick and he's about to die.
Still about to die.
I don't know, maybe.
I thought it's just about the so
sick. No, he's just describing the sickness. That is really, really, really sick.
对，就是病得不轻，病得特别严重了。
Alright, let's move on to the last one for today.
Last one is really about death.
Yeah. Pop my clogs.
Pop my clogs.
Or pop your clogs.
Pop your clogs. I have no idea about it. What does it mean? Just talk about death. It's just about death.
Yeah, it's like, it's pop my clogs. It's like when your body stops working, you can say pops my clogs or pop your clogs. This sentence, to be honest, I've never heard anyone say this.
Yeah, but maybe it's an implicit way.
It's an implicit way, sure, but if you want to say to someone, oh, you want to make fun of your
passed away.
You're just like, yeah, it's not very, very, very polite to be like, hey, he popped his clogs. That sounds really rude and really dirty.
Yeah, I know, I think so.
I think like pop your clogs.I'm gonna pop your clogs.
Pop your clogs?
Yeah, see? I'm gonna pop your clogs.
Yeah, we just talk about this one. I don't think we should use that one.
Yeah, we don't.
If you heard about this phrase, you have to know it's about death.
Yeah, it's about death. It's not about popping your clogs. Like,
really. 对对，大家要知道这个 pop your clogs, 它的意思指的是死亡。比如说I think I'll leave all my money to charity when I pop my clogs.
Yeah, it's that. It's the same meaning.
对，就是大家在发表演讲的时候，可能说，哎，我去世的时候，我就把我的钱全部捐给慈善机构。这个时候可能可以用。感谢大家收听我们今天的节目。如果你想更加系统的学习英文，欢迎加入我们的会员课程，了解详情，请微信搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“会员”两个字就可以了。
So that's for today's podcast. Well, yeah, guys, please tell us in the comments below, what is your favorite weather? What is your favorite kind of weather? And thank you so much for listening. I'm Ode.
我是木木，我们下期见。
Bye.